On the KSRO Live Line with us this morning is not only Supervisor Shirley Zane, but she's the grand poobah of all the supervisors. Shirley Zane, good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine so far. I hope you've got your work boots and your work gloves handy. You want to build 3,000 homes between now and the next 5 years?
Well, I would say housing units rather than homes, because we do need a considerable amount of rental units. And in the past, Sonoma County's done a really good job of building the single-family homes. But what we need now is some more multi-unit family rentals. And so we do want to build that many, and we think that we can. We have some real opportunities with county lands that are just sitting there right now.
It's an amazing goal. To say it's ambitious is probably underestimating the whole thing.
Well, I think that it's not all that ambitious, given the fact that we've got several lands that are in the process. We've got the Sinead property, which we're selling
right.
to a developer.
Right.
We're not a developer. He has to go through the city. We've got the College Avenue property, which is owned currently by the water agency that we're looking to develop. We have, there's the Smart property downtown also looking to develop. And there's others, including our administration buildings. We have some valuable property where the county buildings sit right now, and we want to make better use of that property. So if you just consider those few things that I named, and then the Roseland Village, which is already in the queue, you're looking at over 1,200 units. So I don't think it's too high of a goal, but it's good to have a high goal, because I think right now we have such a shortage. When you're looking at 1% vacancy rate,
yeah,
and you're looking at working people who we want to be teaching our children and our grandchildren and providing services, and healthcare workers and hospitality workers that really cannot afford to live here.
Supervisor, you sit on the smart board. Toot, toot. The trains are about ready to roll on down. I'm very excited. People got their dander up about this $2 parking fee, but that really just goes to making sure people don't park in the parking spots that are supposed to be for the trains. Where are we at? Are we excited? Are the trains going to run on time?
In terms of starting on time, we still have a goal of late spring, early summer.
That's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. That's right. You know, you've got to make sure you got everything working properly. We have some new technology on the trains called positive train control, and that takes us a little extra time to make sure that's working. It's for the safety of our riders. And we also have a property downtown Santa Rosa, and we've got a developer that's interested in developing it. So yes, I think things are going to change significantly when we get smart going. And we've all been very patient, and I've been on that board working for that train for 7 years now, and I can't wait till it starts.
Yeah, I'll bet. I know. I wonder who's going to be the first aboard. I mean, will there be a list of, you know, honorees, think people like that, that'll get to take the first ride?
Yeah, probably. I think we'll let, you know, the board and some of the people who have really helped us the most, you know, done some heavy lifts, you know, like our congressmen, for example, because funding, you know, has been, you know, we've done a good job leveraging grants and stuff that are out there, because sales tax tanked, as you know, in 2009 when we got approved. So I think that there's a lot of people we want to thank. But everyone will get a ride, and it'll be free, too, until July 4th.
And just one last thing, Supervisor Zane, any questions on calling on cell phones? Are there questions about that?
No, I think what we decided in the end, that we would take the maybe softer approach that Golden Gate Transit has taken on their buses, and just say, you know, we want you to be sensitive to people around you. We discourage you from talking on your cell phone, but we understand people want to do business when they're on the train going from one site to the other. It's not going to be a real long ride. So,
yeah, that's true, huh? That's true.
Yeah, no, and I think the important thing is that we, you know, really establish some codes of courtesy right from the very beginning.
That would be lovely. And if you could then expand that idea throughout the rest of the world, that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, that's a lot harder, but I believe me, I'm trying in the boardroom, and it's a heavy lift. So.
Well, that's Supervisor Shirley Zane. A lot going on, and thanks for being a part of the show this morning to fill us in on the latest.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All right. So that's Supervisor Shirley Zane on the Smart Train, House Building, and more.